Ulamai the solagadaiti mikoro lefi the habimin we had that what that the svara why Rav said it's osur is because it looks like a mavi mafulish. Because it looks from the movie on the right side, it's open through chava, straight open through shasarabim. That's the meaning why it was also. Well, the ma'aseh salagadaiti mikorom bein sheirvu bein shlo irvu pligi that there's a machlekes whether it is irvu even though you have a chotz and merevis. And the people in the chotz are allowed to walk into the movie. Still, it's a machlekes. Does it is it also or not? Because Rav holds it's a movie mafulish, and Shmuel holds not a movie mafulish. Vaita he's bein the irvu bein shalei irvu pligi. It's machlekes both ways. For the Gemara, the irvu b'may pligi. What's the machlekes in the case where the chotza made an eriv with the bnei movi, or else in the case where it's a rechava, where the people where the movi opens up into rechava, that in the case where the diurin, the fact that people walk from the rechava into the movi doesn't answer the movi. Or else, if it opened up into a chotzer, but the chotzer has meruvi chatzeres with the movi, so the fact that people walk from the chotzer into the movi, that doesn't answer the movi. So, what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel to have in still, Rav said it was osur. Why does Rav say it's osur? The more b'may pligi, b'shaloi irvu, and b'may pligi, b'shaloi irvu. B'shaloi irvu, pligi. Beirvu b'may pligi. That's beirvu b'may pligi. What's the machlokes by beirvu and b'shloi irvu b'may pligi? Where they didn't make an eruv, what's also the machlokes? Demar b'shloi irvu in a case where they did not make an eruv. So the case is now where the movi opened up into a chotzer, and this chotzer now does not have an eruv b'chatzeris. And a chotzer, since that's the main living place, like from your house, you come out into the front yard, that's how you go to the Rishus Rabim, so it's called the Drisus Regel. So we have now the people from the chotzer are walking into the Mavui, that like breaks this mechitza here, and like that it has no mechitza there. What's that machlokes? That Rav said it's osur, and Shmuel said it's mutter. What's the machlokes? B'may pligi, and the Gemara b'shle irvu, pligi b'nira mi bachutz, v'shava mi b'fnin. It's a case where it's nirum mi bachutz, v'shavim mi b'fnim. That means nirum bachutz. Outside you see it, and inside you don't see it. Now the kids said right to the same picture.
There's more pictures here.
Could be the same picture. Yeah, the same. No, don't make a difference. The same picture again. Here, when you're standing in the movie, right, the same top picture. When you're standing inside the movie, if you look on the right side, you don't see anything in the movie itself, at the corner. You don't see any lechi there. Mashenken, let's say you're standing inside the rechav, or inside the chotzer. Now when you look, you see the gefufim here on both sides, you see like a lechi. The side walls to the chotzer, that could be a lechi to the movie. But the lach of a lechi is it can be standing as sticking outside the movie also. It doesn't have to be inside the movie, it can be sticking outside the movie. So if you're standing inside the chotzer, when you look towards the movie, you don't see the movie is wide open. Forget, you see it's a Pesach there. We're talking about the opening now is less than Yudamis. So since it's less than Yudamis, it's a Pesach here. Where the gefufin on the two sides of the wall, that has a shem lechi. So that's called Nira Mibachutz. If you're standing outside the movie, you look into the movie, it looks like there's a lechi there. There are two sides to the wall. V'shavim mibifnim. But if you're standing inside the movie, you look to the right side, you don't see anything on the movie. So is that called nidim mishum lechi or not? Is that matter the movie or not? This is the machlekes. So Rashi. Rashi, v'nirum mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim. The pligi bay amaroy lekamom epirkin. It's the machlekes later in the Avtesim Abayis. Some say it's as if we see something on both sides. It has no din at all. These extra two walls, you're standing inside the chotzer, inside the rechava, looking towards the movi, there's two sides of the wall, that's the gefufin, as the picture has, the gefan. Is Bahinami Hanaki Fufi the East Lakhotsu Roitfin Aroika Pritzamovi that's wider than the Movi itself, Nirumi Bachutz, it looks at the people standing outside, Luyaisam I'm the Machotzer. If you're standing inside the Chotzer, you see the Gifufim. For Lenachse Kaisel Porits from Luya. It doesn't look like the Movi is mamish open completely. The Yaisam yes anomaly heavy, it's not more than 10 amas wide. Hilkach. Even though you're standing inside the movi, you don't see anything on the right side. You don't see anything. It looks like it's shoved straight. Shoim dim b'movi, ein royin oison, v'niru lehem kaisel poritz. If you're standing inside the movi, you look down the right side, it looks like it's mamish open completely. Afilu hochi, l'rav, according to Rav, mahani hani gifufi. According to the Rav, the havamina was in Rav, the only reason why it's osur, when it opens up into a chotzer, because it was poritz to the shusar rabin. It looked like a movi foolish. That was the havamina why it's osur. But if it wouldn't have been for movi foolish, let's say on the right side all the way, it wouldn't be poritz to the shusar rabin, the havamina was, according to Rav, will be mutter. Even though there's a chotzer inside, why is the mutter according to Rav? Because since you have the gefanim, you have these two sides of the wall sticking out, it has a din lechi for the movi, therefore there's a separation between the chotzer and the movi. L'shav yepischol agavi movi. It's allowed that kaf lechi. It's called a pesach though for the movi. He echad the mishav lepischol agavi chotzer. Just like why is it called a pesach for the chotzer? Because you have these two agfanim, the two sides of the wall, make the pirza look like a pesach. Who are din for the movi the same alachon? For going inside the movi, it's as if there's only a pesach at the entrance. V'hor ditnan. Kitana Asura, either the locha later we'll see. That's like in picture 69. When you have a chotze gedola opening up into a chotze kitana, so there the Gemara says the fairish later that it's also to metatl in the chotze kitana. The chotze kitana, since it's porous from Luya, it has only like three walls, the chotze kitana, you're not allowed to carry in the chotze kitana. The chotze gedola is mutter, because the chotze gedola, again, since you look at this side, has two sides of the wall, those two sides of the wall make the opening into a pesach. But if you're inside the chotzer katana, the inside chotzer, it's open completely on its fourth wall, it's also to metal inside the chotzer. So that's a din later. So Hurakash, according to Rav, is, how do you have such a case? Rav is saying now, no. Since these two sides of the wall give it a shame pesach for the chotzer gedolo, who are then it gives it a shame pesach for the chotzer katana? So according to Rav, it should always be mutter to metal inside the chotzer katana. Either the locha lady is not allowed to be metal. So Drashi. Where the Ksalim itself, Mamish, come into the Gedolah. There's a pretty big picture 114 here, a little later. A little hard to see. But picture 114, guys. A little hard to see. But as Bekitza, even picture 115 is even better. Bekitza, it's not exactly a right angle. When the Chotzer Katana opens up in the Chotzer Gedolah, the walls of the Chotzer Katana come out a little bit, more than where the Chotzer Gedolah starts. So the kitzah is not exactly a right angle, so you see claw the difference. You see there's a chotzer katana, and the chotzer gedolah, its wall is even further in. So the chotzer katana's wall stick out a little bit, then you can say it looks like a pesach into the chotzer katana. Because the chotzer katana is purely a porous from Luya. It's open the gamri. Either the chotzer gedolah on the side has walls, those walls are like further in than the chotzer katana. So that's the case where it's also. Mashenker, now a picture here, where the chotzer gedolah opens up completely the chotzer katana, and it's a mamash right angle. Where it's a right angle, we say the same way these side walls make a shem pesach for the chotzer gedolah. Who are then to make the shem pesach for the chotzer katana? Therefore, Rav's svara was when the movi opens up into the chotzer on the side, there would not be a pirtz on the right side of Rishus Rabin. It would be allowed to be metaltol in the movi. Aye, the question is, the movi is opened up into a chotzer, and a chotzer not mereve should aser. The teretz is, there's a pesach there. Aye, the movi is open completely. No, the two akfanim, the two sides of the wall, the same way they make the shame pesach for the chotzer, it makes the shame pesach for the movi also. That's Rav's word. And Shmuel digs on this. Shmuel says no. Right, or Shmuel sover ain't nidim mishum shiyu l'movi or pirtzi or diure chotzer oisven alavim la'irvu. Therefore, Shmuel says it's only mutter by Yerichava, where there's no diurin. But if it would have been a chotzer, the chotzer would aser on the movi. And we don't look as if you have a pesach at the entrance. No, the pesach is only the outside for the chotzer, not for the inside movi. That's one machlekes. So the Maravaita. The irvu. And what's the machlekes where you made a chotzer murevis? If you made a chotzer murevis, it was mashm according to Rav, it's still aser. But according to Shmuel, that was the Rechovo. It lies like Merevis, it's Mutter. What's the Machlekes then? Kemisla gave me the Rav Yosef. The Machlekes was like Rav Yosef. Like we said, the Ezba was that the reason why Rav said it's Osir, because it looks like the Mavim are foolish. Because even though this Mavim now is only up into Rechovo, or a Chotzer Merevis, that has no durin, but I call upon him, since the right side of the chotzer is parat Rishus Rabin, if you stand inside the mavi, it looks like you look straight through the Rishus Rabin. So Rav's svara was a blast like a mavi, a foolish. So the more that's Rav Yosef's svara. Kamifla gave with the Rav Yosef. The Yom Rav Yosef. Loishano el shekolo li'emtsa rechava. I'll tell you, when does Rav Yehuda say it's mutter, where it opens up li'emtsa rechava, to the middle of the rechava. That's like this picture, the first picture still. 68, where the Mavi opens up to the middle of the Rechava. Avokalo, let's see the Rechava. Let's say it opens up to the side of the Rechava. Here, picture 75, where the Mavi opens up to the side of the Rechava. In other words, the Mavi now opens up the left wall, the straight wall down into the Rechava. It doesn't open up in the middle of the Rechava, like the right picture 73. It opens up on the side of the Rechava. Where the Mavi opens up to the middle part of the Rechava. But if the Mavi opens up to the side of the Rechava, then it's Osir. Then Rabbi Yosef says it's Osir. And why is it Osir? Because since the left wall is a straight wall down into Rechava, it looks like one straight continuation. So the mindset, this is called the Mavi Mefulish. That's where Nidah Tzuras HaPesach there. So Drashi, Uvishirvu. Next to the bottom Rashi, yeah, right before the big lines. As Rashi Avakolo, let's see the Rechava, but if the Mavi opens up to the side of the Rechava, that left wall is straight down into Rechava, Shekoisel Orecha Mavi, Shovo Liechud Mikoisli Orecha Rechava, the length of the Mavi goes straight down into the length of the Rechava, Venira Kamavi Orech. Now it looks like one long Mavi. And the Maisa goes straight down to Rishus Rabin. So the kids in the portion of the picture is the middle picture, picture 74, that the Mavi goes straight down to Rishus Rabin, picture 74. The top is the Mavi, the top opens up into the Rechava, but since the left wall is continued straight down, so this Mavi here looks going straight to Rishus Rabin. That's the Mavi Mefulish. Next, say, Mavi Mefulish for Yosser. Tell you, that's where the Machlekes is. Right? The Rav Yosef says, "Leishana vela shekolu liyemtsa." That's where it's mutter rechava. Avokolu litzidi rechava osir. Now, Omar Rabba, so Rabba, hodi yamrit liyemtsa rechava mutter. That that you're saying so poshut, where the rechava opens up to the, where the mavi opens up to the middle, like picture 73, where the mavi opens up to the middle of rechava, that it's mutter. He says another tonight, "Leyamoran ela zeh shalay kineged zeh." That's how much like picture 73. The pierces of the Rishus Rabin is on the right side, and the Mavi opens up to Rechava on the left side. It doesn't look straight down into Rishus Rabin. That's where it's mutter. His Leishono Leamoron Ella Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. That the opening from the Mavi into the Rechava is on the left side, and the opening from the Rishus Rabin into the Rechava is on the right side. Avul Zeh Keneged Zeh. But even though the Mavi opens up to the middle of the Mavi opens up to the middle of the Rechava, but if on the other side, in the middle of the Rechava, there's the Pirtzot of the Rishus Rabin, then it's also like in picture 76, or the original pictures we had. The original picture, 68. In such a case, he holds for sure it's also. Since the Mavi, even though it opens up in the middle of the Rechava, but since exactly the other side of the Rechava is the Rishus Rabin, there for sure it's also. It looks like a Mavi, but foolish, and that's also. And Allah, we hold like this. That where it's opened up to the middle, and the other side, the middle, is also open, there it's also awesome. That's talk worse. Is worse. So Drashi, the first one in the big lines, Drashi, Avazeh Keneged Zeh, Piritzas Chotzer, Keneged HaMovi, is talk awesome. V'hai kinegda the Yom HaRav, that's what Rabbi Apostle said, v'yakim the time of the Yisra Mavui, v'shelo Yirvu, and the Havimini was, the only reason Rav said it was also because there's no Erev Chatzeris, ho Yirvu Mutter, it would be Mutter, hai kinegda you have to say is Lav Davka. in the Havamina, that Rav says the only reason why it's also because of the urine of the chotzer. But if there will be no urine, it'll be a chotzer merevis, it'll be mutter, you have to say on the right side when it's a breakthrough to the Rishus Ravin, it's not like the first picture, mamash keneged the movi. Elokol koisa shekeneged the kori hochi. But keneged just means the opposite wall, the right side wall of the chotzer. Of Avado v'tzidi rechova. Avad is talking about the side of the rechova, like picture 73. Afilu zesh loy keneged ze osir, mishon the koisa rechova marachamovi. In other words, but in the case, but now, that's like a picture 75, where the Mavi opens up, the left wall is mamish continued down into the Rechavam, like mamish picture 75, where the Mavi opening up into the Rechavam is not exactly where the Rishus Rabim is. The opening to Rishus Rabim is a little bit on the right side, and the Mavi just opens up on the left side. Still will be awesome. Why? Mishum the Kaiser Rechava Marach, because this left wall goes straight down into the Rechava. The heavy Kamavi Orach, it lies like a long wall. Ada Kaiser Rechava Shkneg, the Biyos, immediately have a Mavi Yokum. Kiss up lies like a Mavi Yokum. Lies like one long Mavi, going the top of Shus Ravn is here, coming down into Shus Ravn here. That's why it's awesome. Good. So kiss up, that's the Gdorm here. Mamish these three pictures. 73 is the only one that's mutter, where the Mavi opens up into Rechava on the left side, Shloi Kenegev and Shus Rabim on the right side, that's where it's mutter. But 74 and 75 are both also. Right. That's the lesson again. Omer Rabba, Hodi Yamat Liemtza Rechava Mutter, Loer Moron Ela Zeh Shloi Kenegev Zeh. That they do not open directly the same place where the Shus Rabim is. Avo Zeh Kenegev Zeh Tak Osa. Omer Rabba Mishashia, Hodi Yamrit. Zeh shaloi keneged zeh mutter. That that you say zeh shaloi keneged mutter. Lor mon ela rechova the rabbin. It's only a rechova of the rabbin. Like picture 73, where the rechova here belongs to a lot of people. Avu rechova the yochid. But let's say it belongs to one private person. He owns this backyard. Then it's osur. Why? Zimnen de mimla chalo oboni lo batim. Like a picture 76. Even though metchila the movi opens up into rechova. Yeah, and it's open on both sides wide. So you want to say it's called Rechavras Mutter, but no, sometimes they're going to build houses, like on the left side, picture Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. They'll fill it in by building three houses there, since it belongs to a private person. Now, if he's going to build three houses on the left side, he's going to make it like Tzidai Rechava, as if it's mamish one long wall. That's us, according to everybody. So maybe we have Xerah. Again, Elvo Rechava, the Yochid. But if the Rechava, this backyard, belongs to one person, then it's also. Val Zimnin, sometimes the Mimlechalel changes mind. Obono lo batim, and he'll build houses on the indention of the Rechava. Vehevel like a Movi, shekolo lo litzidi Rechava. And it lies like the Movi's left wall goes straight down to the Rishus Rabim. The also, and then it's also. See, even though picture 73, it's mutter, it's only mutter that belongs to a rabbin. Then we're not afraid they'll build in houses on the left side. Mashenka belongs to a yochid, we're afraid they'll start building houses, filling in this left side, and Melo blind like picture 74, where the Movi has a straight wall down, then that's also. For the Gemara, minot taimo di shoni lei, bein rechava di rabbin, rechava di yochid, how do I know I'm afraid that maybe by a yochid will change his mind and build up something or change it? How do we know we're choishit for this? The Yomar Rovin, Bar Rav Adam, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Maise b'movi yechod, it was a maise with one movi, Shetzido yechod kolol yam, one side opened up into the yam. This is Rashi's picture 78, the bottom. One side of the movi, the bottom side opened up into the yam. Shetzido yechod kolol yashpa. The other side of the movi was opened up into an ashpa, the junkyard. Yeah. Ubo maise of nei Rebbe. And now the mice that came in front of Rebbe is a mutter or not. So Rashi learns at this picture that there are three walls. This is called the Mavi Sosim. Where are the three walls? The Ashpa is Gevoya Yutfachim. That's called one wall. On the back here, there were houses of Mechitza. That's called the second wall. Now the Yam itself, since it goes down, Dalatfachim, Yutfachim, it's also called the Mechitza. So the Yam has a Shem Mechitza. So this blinds the Mavi Sosim. All they had was just one Lechi at the entrance. Because a Mavi Sosim, all you need is a Lechi. That's what they did. That was the mice of this Mavi. They had a Lechi at the entrance, and there were three walls. The Ashpa was one wall, the Yam another wall, and the back was another wall. Now, Ubo Meister from the Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, is this Mavi Mutter, is it Mutter with just one Lechi or not? He didn't want to answer the Shaila. He wasn't sure if it's Mutter, he wasn't sure if it's Osir. Furthermore, what's the Shaila? Isser Lo Yom Abo, he didn't want to say there's any Isser to a Kaima Mechitzes. Because the Meister, you have three Mechitzes. The Yam is one Mechitza, the Ashpa is another Mechitza, and the wall is the other Mechitza. Or the Heter Lo Yom Abo, why didn't he say Chloris Mutter? He didn't say Heter, V'achashinan Shemet Tinot Al Ashpa. We're afraid this big Ashpa, this junkyard, that has a Shem Mechitza, maybe they'll clean up the Ashpa. They'll take it away. You don't have any Mechitza anymore. Like he has a picture 79. Hey, so clean away the Ashpa. So the Mavi has no right Mechitza anymore. V'aita Shema. And the Vaita, another Xer is, we're afraid, the Yala Yam Shirtan. We're afraid the Yam will throw up junk on the bank of the Yam that'll take away from the Mechitza. There won't be any bank, any indention into the water. Like it'll be full of, Rashi says, stones and wood would come there. See, even though Metchila, the Yam looks like picture 77 or 78, that is an indention, that the Yam. There's a wall here that has a Shem Mechitza, like in 78. We're afraid though maybe eventually a lot of stones and wood would come there, and it looked like picture 79, that there'll be no more Mechitza there. It'll flatten out, and there won't be any Mechitza. So that's why I didn't want to say it was Mutter. So you see, even though right now you have three Mechitzas, but we have a Gzeira, maybe the Mechitza will disappear. And mainly he wants to say it's Asa.
Is
that true? That we're afraid that maybe someone will take away the ashpa, the junk. But we learned the din, ashpa b'rishus rabin. Picture 80. You have an ashpa in rishus rabin. The side of your house is the rishus rabin. And you have an ashpa here on the side of your house that's kevoya yutzfachim. It's 10 tfachim high. So since it's 10th Tfachim high, it's not called Rishus HaRabim anymore. Rishus HaRabim only goes until 10th Tfachim high. More than that, it's not called Rishus HaRabim. So if the Ashpa is Gevoya Yud Tfachim, you're allowed to take something from your window and put it on top of the Ashpa. Is Chaloin, Chaloin Shogab, if you have a Chaloin on top of it, is Alocha Zorkin Lo B'Shabbos. You're allowed to throw on Shabbos. Zorkin Lo B'Shabbos. You're allowed to throw on Shabbos. From the window into the... You're allowed to throw on Shabbos from the window into the Ashpa. Zorkin lo b'Shabbos. Why? Because the window is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But the Ashpa, since it's 10 Tfachim high, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. It's a Mokam Ptur. So mainly, you're allowed to metalto from the window into the Ashpa. Almo. So what do you see? You see, it's Mutter. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the Ashpa will be taken away. How could you say you're always allowed to throw from your window into the Ashpa? True, before Shabbos. The Ashpa was 10 Tfachim high, but why aren't you afraid sometimes they'll clean away part of the Ashpa, and they'll be only 5 Tfachim to the Ashpa? If the Ashpa is only Gevoya 5 Tfachim, so it still has a Shem Rishus HaRabim to it, then it's also to throw from your window to the Ashpa. So why do we say you're allowed to throw from your window to the Ashpa? Alma, Shoni ben Ashpa de Rabim, li Ashpa de Yochid. Yet there is a chiluk, where the Ashpa belongs to the Rabim, or the Ashpa belongs to a Yochid. If the Ashpa belongs to a Yochid, then we're afraid maybe it'll be taken away. If the Ashpa belongs to Rabim, then we're not afraid.
Rashi li ashpa the yochid, the ashpa the Rebbe, ashpa the yochid. That's what you have to say is this. The ashpa that Rebbe was talking about was an ashpa that belonged to a private person. In other words, this mavi, that's what's bothering me a little bit. Hey, the mavi, the chur belongs to a lot of people. So the Rashi name, you have to say the case of the mavi, that we said it's opened up into the ashpa, that they were afraid maybe you'll take away the ashpa belongs to one person, to a yochid. Where it belongs to a private person, then we're afraid maybe it'll be taken away. That's why it's also. But here, in this case, the Ashpa belonged to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. When it belonged to the Rabbim, here we're not afraid to take away the Ashpa. That's why it's Mutter.
Is Hochinami, Shoni ben Rechovah, the Rabbim, the Rechovah, the Yochid. The same Aloha Bayos. When do we say it's mutter by the Rechava? In picture 73, only if the Rechava belongs to a rabbin, belongs to a lot of people. Then we're not afraid he'll fill in the left side. Mashenka, if it belongs to one person, then we're afraid he'll come like picture 76. He'll fill in the left side with houses and apply zosar. So the chilek between a yochid and a rabbin. Tomorrow, Rabbonin Mai. What's going to be a locker by the Rabbonin? The Rashi Rabbonin. No. Rabbonin Shoye Bedoyra Sharebi, Mayev Omi Baby Humovi. He says, last Movi. But one side opened up into the Yam, one side opened up to the Ashpa. What's the locker, in other words? What the Rabbonin hold about such a Movi? Mai. Omer Rabbi Yosef Bar of Dimi. Tono. The Chom Moisim. Chom Taka say it's also. But Taka are afraid maybe the Ashpa will go away and it's also. Omer Rab Nachman. A locker different Chom that's also. Ika the Yamri, Omer Rabbi Yosef Bar of Dimi. Tona the Chomim Atirim. No, it's Mutter. We're not afraid they'll take away the Yashpam. Omer Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha different Chomim. Name, we don't pass like the Chomim. We hold it was also. But the Maisa we hold it's Mutter like the Chomim. Mereimar, Postik Lo Lesura Biuzla. Ameima was Machmer, and Postik Lo Lesura Biuzli. Omar, Chashinin Shema Yala Hayam Shirtin. He's... Mereimar was Makbid, and he was afraid maybe the Yam will lose its mechitza, so he made his own mechitzas connected the Yam. I can picture 81. He's by each Movui, he himself put up a mechitza, like a mechitza, he put up a wall there. What do you call it? Like a gate. He put up a gate between the Yam and the Movui. He didn't want to be Semech on the Yam, because he's afraid maybe Shema Yala Shirtan. So he was Makbid, and every Movui opened up into the water to the Yam, he put up a gate there. Omar Chashin Shemiyala Yam Shutin. We're afraid maybe the Yam will throw up the woods or the stones and it'll take away the mechitza. So merely made his own mechitza. Hahu Mazdemar Numaisa. Hahu Mavi Okum Dehavi Besura. There was a Mavi Okum that was in Surya. Korach Budya Oisve Beidek Mimisei. There was a Mavi Okum. A Mavi Okum again looks like an L. The top side is open to one Rishus Rabin and the other side to the other Rishus Rabin. Mavi Okum Besurya. Korach Budya Oisve Beid Yakmimise. In the middle of the turn, the Yakmimis of
here we're holding that Ches Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Mereimar Posik Lo Lesuro Biyuzla. Heisam Mereimar. In his town, there were Mavois, a Mavui, that opened up again one side to the Yam and the other side the Yashba. Sivai Sais was not Mekel just to use a Lechi at the end like the other Mandiyomrim, but he was Machmir to put an Uzla, to put up Mechitzis. He's right where the Movi ends to the Yam, he was afraid. Like the Gemara says, Omar, he's hold Mereimar. Chashina were afraid. Shema Yalo Hayam Eshirton. Maybe the Yam will spit up some dirt or some wood or some stones that would take away the mechitza on the side of the Yam, and then will blab like a movi mefulish. So therefore, Mereimar was makbid, even though right now the bank of the Yam was a mechitza, he bedavka put up his own mechitzas next to the Yam. Today, that even when the Yam spits up this dirt and will take away the mechitza, it still would be kosher. That's the solution of Postek Lelusur B'Yuzlo. He put up mechitzas all along the banks of the Movi that was near the Yam, like in picture 81. Mavaita, Hahu Movi Okum. There was a Movi Okum, the Heve Besura, that was in the city of Sura. So what they do there? Now the locha before we had by Movi Okum, that's a Movi that looks like an L shape, that you could go into from a Shus Rabim on one side, and then make a left turn and come out on the other side, like an L, is before we had a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is a Movi Okum, the din Tarosa Kisosim, it's like it's closed. Therefore, Shmuel holds all you need is just a Lechi Bekaira, a Lechi on each side. And Rav held no, it's called Movi Mefulish, and you have to have a Tarosa Pesach. So here, what they did by this Movi Okum, the Gemara says, Korach Budya, they put up a curtain, a mat, and Oisivo Bey Biak Mimisei. They put the mat along in the corner, and it's where the L comes to a point. Where you make the turn. By the turn of the L, that's where they put this mat. So the Gemara Omer Rav Chisda, Ho, this Eitzah, Loi Kerav, Loi Kishmul. The whole, this Eitzra of putting up a mat, like making a curtain, at the Akme Misai, by the turn of the L, is not like Rav, not like Shmuel. Le Rav, it doesn't come out according to Rav, to Yoma, to Rosa, come a foolish. Rav before said, if you have a Mavui, that's Okum, that looks like an L, so since you come into the Rishus HaRabim by one side, and you could just go in and make a left turn and come out the other Rishus HaRabim, it's called Kima Foolish. It looks like the Mavi is straight open from one side to the other side. So then the Halacha is, Tzuras HaPesach Boi. You have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach is usually a Lechi on one side, a Lechi on the other side, and a Kona on top. And not just to have this mat. We'll soon see what was wrong with this mat. This mat was not even called a mechitza, because since the wind could blow the mat, it's not called anything. So, like Rav, it's not enough, this fake mechitza. You have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara l'Shmuel, the Yama Tarosi, Kesosim, and according to Shmuel, that he holds, the din of a Mavi Okum, is Kesosim. We look as if it's closed, and the Svaras were before. Because when you come down to the end of the Mavi, really there is a fourth wall there. When you make the left turn, it's open. That opening is called like a pirtza. And since it's less than 10 amis, it's called kepesach domi. So each movi by itself is kesosim, like closed. So the Gemara, hani mili lechi malya, even according to Shmuel, but akoponim, each movi has to have a good lechi. Or else one pshat Rashi before said was the lechi has to be in the middle turn, by the yakmimisoi, by the turn of the el. Avalhai, but what do they do here in this case of Suron? Kivon the Nosh of Bozika. All they did was they put up this mat. Now a mat is not tied down on the bottom. It's like a hanging curtain that the wind just comes and blows across the and blows the curtain, blows the mat. Avazoi, hai, kivon the Nosh of Bozika. Since the wind could blow the mat, vishadule and it throws it down, loichlomu. That's not called a mechitz at all. So Mel, you didn't do anything. You don't have a lechi and you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara, what the Yetzer is, we know it's Beisichta. But if you put pegs in on the bottom, you bang in pegs, the Chavrei, and you'll tie it down well, Chavrei. Then that's called like a good Mechitza. You tied it down, now the wind cannot move the Mechitza. So in that case, that's the best thing. That would be like you made a Mechitza. So that's even better than a Tzuras HaPesach. Hey, your mamish, have a Mechitza, that would be good. Yeah, Rashi says, "Budgia o machtelis, that's mats, the yoisivu be biakmimi seho, bene roishoi achar o osu lechi lepischon. One at one end they made a lechi, the machtelis liakmimi sei, and they put the machtelis, they put this mat in the turn of the L, in the middle of the L. O bene roishoi achar on the other entrance to the movi, loyos lepischon lechi. They didn't put anything there, because they were saying that this middle mat would help." For that side, so the Morahani, the Rashiani, mili lechem ayah the kasher is kshesh lechiyayim mishnei roshim. When is the good if you have two lechis on both entrances? Here you only had one lechi. Vital loshin Murray's at Rashi according to his Rebbe's pshat we had before was tzarech akmimiseha lechi. You have to have a lechi in the middle turn, in the middle of the ill. Levad me oisan shebishnei roshim. Achutz from the two lechis, you have to have on two entrances. See here, since you don't have any lechi, lechur it's possible. And for the Gemara though, but Sichta, if you put pegs and knock it down well, that the wind cannot move this curtain, then it's called the Mechitza, then it's good, then it's kosher. So the Gemara, Gufa, before we learned, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Movui Shenifratz, Bimaluyei Lechotzer, if you have a Movui, that one side is open to Rishus Rabim, and the other side of the Movui is opened up into a big Chotzer. Now, v'nifretz ha-chotzer kenegdai, and on this chotzer, it has like four walls around it, but the other side, the right side of the chotzer, was nifretzum. There was a hole through that wall. Kenegdai. The word means, when you're looking through the mavi, you could see straight through to both Rishus HaRabims. Because on the right side, the wall of the chotzer is broken through, you could see straight through. So the locha before was, we said over the name of Rav, that chotzer muteris, the locher is the bnei chotzer in the chotzer itself. They're allowed to carry. Vashenkin u'movi yosser. The people in this movi, it was osser according to Rav. And the emes of pshat, really the teretz was, why does Rav say it's osser? We wanted to say that Rav and Rav Yehuda, there's no machlokes. As if it would have opened up into a rechovo, into a backyard, it would have been mutter according to Rav. Even though on the right side of the rechovo was also poritz. there was a hole looking straight through the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, still it would be mutter. But the MS was, Rav does not hold that it looks like a Mavi Mefulish. That since when you come from the Mavi into the Chotzer, you see you're in a big Chotzer now, so you don't look like you're in a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's not called a Mavi Mefulish. Now why did Rav say it was also when they went into the Chotzer? Because since the Bnei Chotzer have a Drisha Saregel, they have a Diurin, they live there, so their Drisha Saregel, the fact they live like in the house and they come out to the Chotzer, they use the Chotzer for their walking to get in and out of the house, so when they walk into the Mavi, they ask the Bnei Mavi. That was the Pshan Rav. So therefore it's only Osir if there's a Chotzer there. But let's say there's a Rechova, which is the back entrance of the house, where their people don't use their main entrance, so that's not called a Diurin, that would not Osir on the Bnei Mavi. And who are them we had before? Kishirvu. If the Bnei Chotzer had a Neruvi Chatzeris with the Bnei Mavi, that they are allowed to walk through, it would also be Mutter. Rashi says, Gufa, Omer Reb Yimya, the Yukma, what was the Maskana before? Kishaloi Irvu. Why does Rav say it's Osir? Only because they did not make any Neruvi Chatzeris. The Yisura, what is the Pshan? Is Isur? The Yisura, the Mavi, Mushum, the Asri, Olei, Bnei HaChotzeru. It's because since the Bnei HaChotzer walk into the Mavi, they Asr, they break that Pirsa into the Mavi. That was the Pshan Rav. So if it was only because of a Bnei HaChotzer, but if there would have been Irvu, or else there would have been into a Bnei Rechava, it would have been Mut. Zati Gemara. Omar, Omar Le Rabba. Bar Ula Larav, the Rav Bevoi, Bar Abaya, Rebbe, Loi Mishne Seinu Huzu, Hizu. Isn't this a Beferish Mishnah? Like, what's the Chiddush that Rav is telling us? This is a Beferish Mishnah. So Drashi, Loi Mishne Seinu Hi, Heter Chotzer Tanina. Not that you say that this Movi is opened up into the Chotzer, that you're allowed to carry in the Chotzer, that's an offer in a Mishnah. The Isura Movi Tanina. And who had in the Isur that the Bnei Mavi cannot carry? That's also enough in Halacha. That's also a Farisha Mishnah. So what do you have to have Rav's Chiddush for? Again, the picture for this is again is picture 68 on page 12, where the Mavi opens up. Here the picture is Rechova, but who had in the same thing would have been a Chotzer. If it would be a Chotzer there, so since the Bnei Chotzer could walk into the Mavi is also not allowed to carry in the Mavi, Mashenk, and inside the Chotzer you are allowed to carry. Even though the Chotzer has two pirtzas on both sides, but so what? Since they're both less than 10 hamas, you're allowed to carry inside the chotzer. It's only considered like it has two psochim into the chotzer. So for Eti Gemara, this is enough in the Mishnah. What is the Chiddush in Rav? Where is there enough in the Mishnah? Yeah, we'll see later on. The Mishnah says, Chotzer kitano shenifritzo legedela. You have a small chotzer that opens up wide into a chotzer gedela. This is picture 69. Where you have a chotzer katana inside, and that opens up bimluya into the chotzer gedola. Is alocha gedola muteris inside the big chotzer you're allowed to carry? It's considered like there are four walls. Either the pesach into the chotzer katana, since the opening is less than 10 amos, it's considered like a pesach. Uketana asura, but to carry inside the katana, that's also because since the katana is open bimluya on the fourth side, it has no mechitzah at all. So it only has three mechitzas around the chotzer katana. It's also to carry there. It's like the bnei gedola, the chotzer gedola aser on the chotzer katana. That's an open mishnah later there. Why? Nifnei shehi kepischa shagedola. Because it's called like the pesach of the gedola. As Rashi says, chotzer katana shenifritza. So Rashi bimluya legedola. It's opened up all the way into the big chotzer. Now gedola muteris. The entrance into the Gdela, that's called a Pesach. Why the Yesh lo Shir Mikano Mikan? There are two sides of the wall still there. Kishtei Chatzeros or Pesach Echabeneim. That's the loch if you have two Chotzers and there's a Pesach in between them. One does not ask on the other one. We have to say though the entrance from the chotzer to the gedola is less than 10 amos wide. The yoisa miyesekos, if that entrance is more than 10 amos wide, lo yehev a pesach gabi gedola. It would not be called a pesach legabi gedola, and therefore would be also. Abu katana asura. Why? Till the day la pesachu. Looking inside the katana, there's no pesach, there's no entrance for the katana. Ela pirtza, it's only called an open wall. Its fourth wall is completely opened, like in picture 69. Vinasis Rishuson shall b'nei gedoyla, and it's like bottle to the b'nei gedoyla. Shrei nisarvi moy, it's almost mixed up with them. So it has no rishus by itself. By rishus by itself, it's also to carry in the chotzer kitana if they don't have an eruv chatzeres together. So the parish, this is enough in the Mishnah. So now this is the same halach in Rav's case. Again, like the picture 68. When you have the mavi opened up into the chotzer, so the chotzer itself is like a chotzer gedoyla, and the mavi is like a chotzer katana. Because since the mavi's entrance into the gedoyla, into the chotzer, is open completely, so therefore the mavi is also, it has no fourth wall, unless you put it through a pesach there. Mashenkin, in the chotzer you're allowed to carry, because it has four walls. It has the oidiv, it has the gefufim on the two sides of the entrance. So that makes it for the chotzer like a pesach, and it's mutter to carry in the chotzer. So chur rav's halacha, that you can carry in the chotzer and not in the mavi, the chur is enough for the Mishnah. So what do we need rav for? And for the Gemara name, Omalei, Rav answers back, if from this Mishnah have a mina, I would think, Hani mili, when do we have these halachas? Heichod deloy kordasi bo rabim. Only when you have a chotzer gedolah and a chotzer katana, you don't have a rabbin walking through. It's only the people from the chotzer gedolah or the people from the chotzer katana use one and the other. But you don't have a rishus rabbin walking through it. Avol heichod the kordasi be rabbin. Mashenkin, in Rav's case, like in picture 68, when you have the chotzer on the right side, it's porous, there's an opening of the wall to the rishus rabbin. So the bnei rishus rabbin could walk into the chotzer. And from the chotzer, they could walk into the mavui, straight through the mavui. So in the case where the rabbin could walk into the chotzer, into the mavui, eimo afilu chotzer nami. I would think even the chotzer is also to carry inside the chotzer. That's what I would think. So therefore, I need Rav's chiddush now. Even though in the chotzer, the right wall is broken through into the rishus rabbin, and even though the rabbin walked through, still, since that pirtze is less than yudamis, it's called the pesach. And Mela, it's called a Pesach, and the Chotzer has its four walls. For the Gemara, no, Vohanami Tanina. Even this din also we learned. You don't need Rav. Even without Rav's din, we should know this halacha. Is halacha Chotzer. Sheharabim nichnosim lo bizu. If you have a Chotzer that has an entrance from the Rishos Rabbim, if the Bnei Rishos Rabbim can walk into the Chotzer. Viyoitzim lo bizu. And they walk straight through the Chotzer, the other side. Mamash like our case. Like you have this mavi into the chotzer, and the chotzer has on the right side a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabbin, so the Bnei Rishus Rabbin can walk into the chotzer and keep on continuing into a mavi into the other Rishus Rabbin. So in such a case, they claw that Rishus Rabbin l'tuma. If you have this sofik, if it's tumi or not, the klal is by tumi learn out from soitam that sofik tumi Rishus Hayochid is tumi, and sofik tumi Rishus Rabbin is Torah. So here, if you find a sheret, and you don't know if the sherets touch the bread or not, minasafik would say it's Torah. This is considered Rishus Rabbin Nagei to Tumah, because since more than three people use it, it's considered like Rishus Rabbin. Mashenkin, what's Nagei to us is, Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Nagei to Hilchus Shabbos, this Chotzer is still considered Rishus HaYochid, even though the Rabbin walks straight through it, but since it has its mechitzis on the two sides, and it's less than 10 amas, the pirtz of the whole, it's only considered like a Pesach. So you see, Klo, even though the Rabbim walked through the Pesach, in a Chotzer, the Rabbim is not Mavato the Mechitza. Even as we spoke out once, even though by the Mavri, we had before a Sfar of Hakeret, that when the Rabbim walked through the pirtz of the Mavri, it's Mavato the Mechitza of the Mavri, but that's only the Mavri, because the Mavri looks more like Rishus Rabbim. It's more daimut to the Rishus Rabbim. Mashenkin a chotzer, which is more daimut Rishus Yachid, here it's mutter. Even though the rabbin walked through this pirtza, still, since you have gifufim, you have two sides of the mechitza still there, it only looks like a pesach, and therefore it's still called, like it has four mechitzas, it's called Rishus Yachid Shabbos. So, right, it's not in the Mishnah that the chotzer you are allowed to carry in, and the mavi pshit you can't carry in, because the mavi is like a chotzer kitana opening up into a chotzer gedola. Here's a drasha b'shus harabim l'tuma, u'sveke tor, not communities they have a suffix, if the sherets touch the piece of bread or not, or touch the piece of truma, is the truma tor or tummy, is aloche tor, to a suffix tuma misaita germini, we learn out the aloches of suffix tuma, min a suffix we metire it, we learn out from saita, the chihai chotzer lav mokim yichur sivu, since this chotzer is opened up to b'shus harabim could walk through, this is not called a mokim stira, therefore it's called b'shus harabim. Mashenkin again to Rishus Hayochid of Shabbos, if you're allowed to carry there or not, is considered like Rishus Hayochid. The Mechitza is still called Mechitza. So Melon Shrik Shver, what do we have to have Rav's Chiddush for? The Yedinim are often a Mishnas. And if the Gemara no. So the Mor'im, I host him, if just from this last Mishnah have Amino. Hani Mili, Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. When do we say even though the Chotzer is open to Rishus Ramabim, it's still called the Chotzer Rishus Yochid, if the openings on both sides are not Zeh Keneged Zeh? And we had like picture 73, Lamoshal, if the middle box would be a Chotzer. So on one side it's open to Rishus Ramabim on the left side, and on the opposite side the opening to Rishus Ramabim is on the right side. So it doesn't look like Mefulish. Maybe that's where it's Mutter. Avo Zeh Keneged Zeh, but where the entrance is